Hi guys, I'm Maddie.
I'm Sarah.
And we're here, we're new moms. We're just here to chat to you about how having a baby is no joke.
Absolutely no joke. It's just rough.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes the babies are funny, right?
Sometimes we have a good time. Yeah, they're kind of cute, you know, but it does definitely come with like downsides.
Yeah, like mental health.
Yeah.
Body image.
Identity. Oh, the worst.
Wait, we really don't want to put you off having a baby.
No, that is not our point at all.
And we're not experts.
Definitely not. Definitely not experts in making podcasts either.
No.
I think what we kind of just gauging from what we talk to with other moms and stuff now that's what we do because that's our social life is just that people don't really tell the truth about having a baby.
No.
I think when you Google things and you look on the internet, you kind of either have very negative stories or very positive stories. There don't really seem to be just kind of your average run-of-the-mill
situation. Yeah, just your real life. I mean, how many moms have we met that said to us, like, why does nobody tell you it's going to be like this? Like, for example, I didn't know that you bleed after birth. Like, maybe I was just really stupid, but I remember, like, really late on, like, one of my friends gave me pads, and I was like, I'm not going to have my period straight away. Like, why do I need pads? And she was like, no, because you bleed after birth, stupid. And then I didn't realize, like, oh, yeah, because your uterus needs to shrink.
Yeah.
Things like that. Like,
I mean, I didn't even know you birthed the placenta after. Like, that's how basic my knowledge was of birth. All of a sudden, it was like, I'm pregnant, and then I have
you
to,
still need to give birth.
Yeah, I still have to give birth to a child, but then after that, a placenta. Oh, so, you know, it's like it's just to kind of give a platform to people to just say what they're really thinking.
Yeah. Without shame.
Yeah. There's no judgment here. Mm-hmm. Like, we're both just new to this, doing new things, trying new things, testing the waters. And we're probably getting it wrong some of the time, too.
100%. So we hope we're going to make you laugh as well and make you feel like you're not doing anything wrong because you're also just trying to figure it out.
Or that you're not alone. Like, you're definitely not alone because I'm pretty sure most of the moms you meet have a similar thought process.
Yeah, but no one likes to say it out loud.
No. So we want to address things like identity,
mental health,
body image,
relationships,
sex,
or the lack of.
Yeah, and just kind of everything that, you know, you want to talk about or you want to have heard about after you had a baby.
Yeah. And our one caveat is we are allowed to diss our babies as much as we want. We don't need to say that we love them. That
exactly.
Obviously we do. They're both really cute. I mean, you know, maybe mine's a little bit cuter. But we do really love them, and just because we talk about how difficult it is doesn't mean that we don't, and that's the caveat. We don't need to explain ourselves, so hopefully you feel that way too when you're having, like, you know, ups and downs.
And also, don't take us for Bible. If you have any kind of medical terms that you need, please go to a doctor.
Other podcasts are available.
Yeah. We're just here to have fun with you.
Before we start kind of talking about, like, who we are and our story, we thought we'd just give you a little taster of what we're hoping for this podcast. And one of the big topics out there that we've kind of both struggled with, I think, throughout our sort of maternity year and beyond, I've got 15 months old, just for the record, is mental health and postpartum mental health in particular. I don't know, Sarah, if you want to kind of start us off talking about your journey.
I think COVID, we had COVID babies, which is something also to bring up, and I do think that that is something everybody also needs to be aware of, because it is a different time. And we kind of, you know, one day I hung up my jacket leaving one person in the office, and I came out of it having a baby and having been pregnant all within 2 years. And I think that that's something to really acknowledge and be aware of. And perhaps maybe that meant that my postpartum journey was different than some other people's. But I would say that I was quite kind of a strong, kind of secure person prior to. And now I'm just riddled with kind of, you know, anxieties that I didn't have before. I definitely had very bad postpartum dreams and images and kind of visualizations of, you know, harming my baby without acting on any of them. And I kind of knew that I wouldn't, but I was very much having those situations happen. you know, kind of images of throwing her down the stairs, or like, you know, what would happen if I threw her off the roof or like off a balcony. And that's scary in and of itself. Yeah, and, you know, you're kind of just sat there on your own dealing with it, because no one else really gets what you're saying. And to some people, if you mention it, you just sound like you're crazy.
When did you realize that you started having these experiences?
I think it was just like, I would be waking up in the middle of the night and thinking like, oh, she's in my bed and I've smothered her. And I'm like, but she's not, like, she's not, she's totally fine. She's in her cot. She's okay. Or just kind of like hearing any sounds. And then all of a sudden, like, looking at my hands and, you know, I'm like grabbing the blanket like very tightly and being like, oh shit, like I, you know, was I trying to like pull that blanket up over her head, or like, you know, like things that just like weren't okay. And I was like, you know, and I tried to go to my doctors and I tried to go to my GP and kind of have a conversation about, you know, being able to talk about this. And I think sometimes, because I'm just kind of your average girl, I don't think people necessarily give my headspace the respect that it deserves, in terms of giving me the space to talk about things, because I'm not the person who's having the kind of crazy wild story, or I'm not the person who's kind of having, you know, harming myself or actually taking things and putting it into fruition. But I was still having those thoughts, and my feelings should have still been validated.
And so you didn't feel acknowledged?
Not at all. I felt really like, okay, and how are you feeling today? And if I say, oh, I feel a bit positive today, then all of a sudden that was it. It was like, okay, fine. She can clearly figure this out for herself.
Yeah.
But, you know, I had a new baby. I'm all alone. Not really. Obviously, I had support. But, you know, you do feel a lot on your own.
Incredibly isolated. Yeah.
And everything's changing, you know, like we said, and we'll probably talk about it at some point too. But your body, your friendships, your relationships with just everyone, including your partner. And yeah, you're just alone there to kind of try to figure it out. And I didn't feel the support that I needed at the time.
Yeah. Did you feel like you could even ask for support?
I felt like I could, but then I also was made to feel like I was kind of wasting their time, and there were people who needed it more than me. But I mean, you kind of had similar issues as well.
Actually, listening to you, I was trying to figure out like when I realized that something wasn't quite right, and I think it was maybe 2 months in, because I think I was very anxious already, but I didn't quite know that that's what it was. I just thought like I wasn't sleeping, and I was like, it's a new mom, it's normal to sort of be anxious. And I think anxiety like is a normal feeling, I think, to a degree. It just can sometimes obviously start to impair your mental health. And I just remember sort of like lying there at night and thinking about, oh, like, you know what I really want to do right now is I just want to walk into the sea and just never come back. And then like that was happening to me more and more and more frequently, and I was sort of trying to talk about it with my partner. And he was just, he kept saying to me, like, you just need to get sleep. You just need to get sleep. You just need to get sleep. And it was all around the sleep. And I started to realize that, yeah, it's not quite about the sleep. I think something else is going on. And I remember like my health visitor coming in, or like, no, actually just giving me a call. And she was like, oh, hello, mom. How are you? So any thoughts to kill yourself? And I remember kind of pausing and thinking like, well, yeah, but I can't tell you, like, I can't talk to you about this. You don't even know my name. Like, and I just felt this real stigma about it. Like, even though I'm a mental health advocate, and, you know, like, that is one of the things that I advocate for, about better mental health. And, you know, I'm a professional. Like, I'm so good at talking. I always thought myself resilient. And here I was completely frozen and paralyzed and not being able to tell anybody how I was feeling, and feeling just like such real shame, because I was like, I've been through worse. Like, this is supposed to be a joyous time. I'm supposed to be in love with my baby. Yeah. I'm supposed to be in love with my partner. I'm super privileged, you know, to have had this healthy baby into the world, and I'm supposed to be in this bubble that everyone talks about, the newborn bubble, and I just wasn't having any of it. And I felt real shame about that, and I remember like trying to voice it here and there, but because I was so ashamed and so embarrassed, I just kind of kept it to myself. And I felt really, I just got more and more isolated until it just got worse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then what, did you kind of hit a point, or do you feel like it's been addressed, or?
No, I hit two really low points. I mean, I think you know, but one of those points was I tried to take my life.
Yeah.
And it just, I haven't thought about it in so long, actually. So yeah, this is probably a really good thing, but it was really weird. You know, and I would say if you're going through something like this, like, please seek help, please seek
and
support.
And you're not, yeah, you're okay to seek help. There's not anyone who's not able to listen, whether it's a partner or whether it is a medical professional, like, please reach out.
Please do, yeah, and I should have done, and, you know, please take my story as that example. So my partner, the baby's dad, had planned to take my baby out for a walk. And that morning, I just sort of decided, it was like, it felt so clear cut. I was like more focused than I'd ever been before. And I just decided, I was like, today is the day. Like, that's it. Like, I've had enough. Like, my baby's better off without me. My partner's better off without me. I felt like I was just ruining everything, that I couldn't do anything right. That, you know, I couldn't soothe him properly. I was struggling to breastfeed, so it was just like, I'm just basically a failure, so there's just no point for me to be here. And fortunately for me, although it didn't feel like that at the time, my partner walked in and broke down the door, and so kind of saved my life, basically.
Wow.
And I thought that that would have been like the thing that I needed to kind of shock me out of what I was going through. But I think it just sort of added more shame and more embarrassment, because we didn't talk about it like ever again after that.
Yeah.
And I obviously didn't tell anyone. Like, I just told one of my friends like a long time afterwards.
Yeah.
And I did start therapy, but I didn't even talk to my therapist, because I was just, again, like, so embarrassed and so ashamed. Someone that, like, my identity is resilience. Like, I've been through so much, and I just couldn't understand that. I think even for my partner, he also felt really disappointed, because he was like, this can't be the thing that you kill yourself for after everything that you've been through in your life. Like, this joy, this baby that needs you, like, why would that be the thing?
Yeah.
And he really struggled to understand. And I think he was really disappointed in me. And I just then couldn't even take his disappointment. Like, so that just made things worse.
Yeah.
And then a couple of months after that, I just found myself kind of, again, at a really low point. I was in the park and I just didn't want to go home. And I thought about like just getting on a train and going to the beach and, you know, just walking and just never coming back. But
which kind of goes back to the dream you were having, right? About walking.
Yeah. And often like I use that now as a kind of coping mechanism because I'm still really struggling with not being able to sleep, even now that my baby's sleeping better. That's another topic. I still kind of think about like beach, because it's really calming, but not in like I'm going to go and do it way.
Yeah.
But I actually called my therapist and I said, like, I think I'm in a really bad spot, but I don't know what to do. Can you help?
That's great. And that takes a lot of encouragement and kind of like self-awareness to be able to do that.
I mean, it's hard to look at it in that way. Yeah, I mean, that's what my therapist said. It took, you know, it's a lot of courage, but it's hard to see myself in that way. I just feel like I'm not that courageous person that I used to be. And I think that after that kind of, since then, I feel like I've been in recovery, if you like.
Yeah.
But it's a lot of work and it's taking time.
Yeah.
And now being back to work, it's like there's all these other things that come with it, like this mum guilt that I didn't even knew existed, that I didn't believe existed when I, you know...
Yeah, well, because all of a sudden, you know, you're just so secondary, or maybe not even secondary. You're all the way at the bottom of the totem pole. Like, any little glimmer of yourself is just like all the way shot. Mm-hmm. You know, you've got so much other stuff that for some reason we all feel we have to prioritize ahead of ourselves. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure there were parts of like us in our normal lives that probably were very similar in that respect. But now it's just the gravity of having a kid, the gravity of being responsible for someone, the gravity of like being responsible for keeping your relationship sane, and all this stuff, which I'm sure, and I do sometimes feel like it's necessary to have these conversations with our partners. And I feel sometimes we think that we can do it all on our own. And that's kind of how society puts it out there. Yeah. You know, we can do it on our own. But I do think sometimes we need to allow our partners to be part of that journey as well, because I do think
really hard.
Which is so challenging, because I look at him sometimes and I'm like, okay, well, you've slept through the night. You know, so
every morning I wake up and I look at him and I'm like, that's it, like, we're divorced. Like, you're useless to me, you don't do anything right, you sleep.
And guys, I'm telling, she's telling the truth, because she's literally, I've talked her off the ledge a few times.
We've divorced like how many times?
Yeah, I'm gonna say about 15 now, and maybe that was just in 1 month. So anyway, this is kind of just a little taste of what it is we want to discuss, and obviously open to talk about anything. We're kind of just open books for you guys. And just to kind of have you feel like you can relate to someone at this time, because it is challenging.
I think we just felt so isolated that we didn't want anybody else to feel isolated. And, you know, obviously that is going to happen because that's part of,
I think, not everyone's going to hear our podcast either.
Hey, you never know. But I could have done with just listening to someone going through the same thing, especially when you're in that stage where you just can't talk to anybody about it. Maybe just hearing like a voice that feels like it's connecting to your own voice that you're having in your head. And maybe we'll do questions.
That would be great.
Like non-expert questions.
Yeah,
ask about weaning, because we're probably getting that wrong. Ask about diaper change.
Don't ask about bottle feeding. Don't ask about, you know, nappy rash. We literally don't know, because we're winging it. I'm just like, oh, somebody bought me this cream for nappy rash at one point.
I think that could work.
Maybe that'll work. And then I try it and then she still has it. So,
yeah. Okay. Well, anyway, thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening, guys. And hopefully we'll hear, or you'll hear us again.
Yeah, we'll be back.
Bye.
Clearly knowing what we're doing.